Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again to an awesome show that we've got here for you. Hey, this show is for you, and it's about you. It's about those of you that have you work hard. You probably have money, but you don't have time. And you want to have that life back. You want a life of freedom. You want that prosperity. You want that cash flow. You want the ability to work because you want to, because you love what you do, not because you have to. And that's what we're here to teach you guys. So welcome to our show. I'm excited to have you on. Be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's some great resources on there, including a free ebook that you guys should definitely check out. And by the way, thank you so much for sharing our show. This has been awesome. I love watching that. We keep growing month after month, year after year, slow and steady and sure as ever. So you guys have been awesome and been seeing a lot of traction lately. So thank you so much for making that possible. So today I wanted to talk about something that came up as I was really struggling. I was preparing to speak at an event. I was working to speak at a female entrepreneur event recently. And I was a keynote speaker for that. And I was really having a hard time wanting to know what to do. Now, first off, you got to understand, like when I've started in business, you know, I kind of just did the model that I thought you should do. But as time went on, you know, I started to realize that things need to change. You know, things have to develop and grow over time, just like, you know, any business should grow with you, you know. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what would be of most value to these women? These were, like, very powerful women entrepreneurs out in L.A. And I was like, man, what do I give them? And I could tell there's all kinds of things they were looking for. I could feel it. You know, I thought, hey, maybe I should just do my cash flow secrets. You know, how to find $5,000 in 45 minutes, something like that. And I knew that would be valuable, but the topic that kept resonating was the monetize your divine genius topic that you might have heard me talk about before. And so I thought, I had to think about it, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And it got to a couple hours before my keynote, and I had nothing prepared, nothing. And so I went to my room. I was feeling that kind of like mid-afternoon lull. So I went to my room, just kind of laid on the bed for about 15 minutes just to rest and relax. And then, you know, ideas started flowing in my head. And then I thought, you know what? I should do it. I'm going to monetize divine genius. And then I started alter. I had an old one that I did, but I started to alter the presentation I had to customize it more to them. And guys, I'll tell you, it was an awesome. It ended up being a great, great talk. Got a standing ovation, which was always great for the ego, you know. But most importantly, like I could tell like it impacted the people there, because truth is you guys all have these God-given abilities and ways to be able to serve people. Like, you are meant to be here. You're here for a reason. And it's fascinating because I was so worried about how do I show up? You know, I was so worried about myself. I was worried about, okay, how do I mention my business? By the way, I forgot to even mention my business. I mean, talk about, you know, possible business fails. I had to have them announce at the end of the conference about my podcast, as well as about, you know, that I even have a company in the first place, you know. But I'll tell you, like, I was in the beginning like, well, what do I do? I was so conflicted. But then it came back to that very message of monetize divine genius, which is essentially the business secret that I've learned that's helped me to really essentially quintuple my business in the last few years. And that secret is to be you. To be the best of who you are, you know, using those, like I mentioned, those God-given abilities and talents, you know, those natural gifts that you have that you can give to the world, those passions and everything that you have to use, you know, to serve those people in your life, you know, no matter how you touch their lives or how you impact them. And, you know, it's fascinating because, you know, I thought about my early days in business, right? Because, you know, I started as a financial advisor. I saw how they gave the presentations, and I tried to mimic them and give the presentations with the same jokes and the same lines and everything. And you know, I didn't feel like I got really good traction. Like, I didn't really feel like I had, you know, I didn't really have like a great booming business with that. Because I was just trying to do what they did. I wanted to be coachable, right? And I like to do that kind of thing. And I remember even with my last business, you know, I was trying to mesh with the guy that was the CEO of that company. I was trying to blend in with him, and so that my voice didn't contradict his voice. But what happened is I lost my voice in the process. And so 6 years ago when I launched Money Ripples, you know, I was feeling a little bit lost. Now, of course, I had great value to give. I still serve people. I still was able to get people great financial results. But that wasn't the thing, is that for me, I was feeling kind of a little bit down. You know, I was feeling unsure of myself. In fact, I'll tell you, to be really vulnerable, I remember when I started to get out to speak more. You know, I started speaking to different groups. I started with the Women Female Entrepreneur groups when I started out. And I would get done, and everybody would be loving it. They thought it was funny. They thought it was engaging. You know, they thought, you know, they'd love the dance moves, you know, whatever. But when I got off the stage, I'm like, was that even valuable? Did they even like it? You know, and really what I was saying is, do they accept me, or do I even accept who I am? Do I even know who I am? And I remember I would have these coughing fits. I mean, for 2 months straight, this unexplainable cough. Well, unexplainable to the medical world, because it wasn't like there was phlegm. I would just cough uncontrollably right after I get off stage every time. And it wasn't until one of my friends, who was a healer, an energy worker, said, Chris, it's because you're rejecting yourself. You get down off that stage and then you start rejecting yourself, wondering if you were any good. You wonder if you were even valuable, if you were lovable, right? And she was right. I was so concerned about that. I remember I had a nightmare probably about within a year of that time. That, you know, I went out and of course I'm a, you know, ballroom dancer, you know, from before, right? Again, I'm not like a very active ballroom dancer now, but I used to be one of the nation's top dancers. And so I had this dream where it was kind of like a brick laid out road, kind of a main street, almost like a theme like you'd see at Disneyland, right? You know, kind of the brick laid streets with the lamp posts and the beautiful buildings, you know, main street buildings and that kind of thing. And we had this whole little production. There was some sort of song going on. We're dancing and singing. And then we strike our final pose, and everybody cheers. And it's like, yay. And I say, all right, everybody, come to my event here. Learn how to become financial free or whatever. I can't remember what I said, right? So I told them, like, basically there's a financial seminar going on. Like, hey, if you like that, you'll love this. So I go into the room, and it's almost like we switch to a hotel room when we go in. And there's the cameramen there, and nobody in their seats. No one. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. I just did this whole song and dance, literally did a song and dance, and no one showed up, you know, for the thing that mattered to me the most, in fact, and the thing that I knew would give more value than just some little quickie little entertainment thing, right? And so I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, they don't want what I have. And I remember thinking, you know what? Oh, well. I got a cameraman. I got one, an audience of one. He's a cameraman. Best thing I could do now is I've already hired him. Let's just record this thing as if they're here. And at least I've got some sort of video content. And so I started right into it. And that's when I woke up from my dream. And I remember it was a disturbing dream. I was like, oh my gosh, like what if people don't appreciate it? And I felt so depressed, so bummed about that. But you know, I'll tell you, like, it was around that time that things started to change for me. Because I started to realize that this whole song and dance thing is ridiculous. I remember there's a speaker out there called, his name is Larry Winget. You know, he's written lots of books, you know, best-selling author, very funny character, right? Very in-your-face. And the reason he became that, in the 90s, he wasn't that way. But he started to do that because he was trying to bid for speaking at a conference, you know, to be one of their speakers to get paid for a speaking gig. And he gave his list of, like, here's 7 things to do to blah, 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 right? Well, the event coordinator says, sorry, we picked somebody else. He's like, really? Why? Well, they had 8 things to do, blah, 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 blah. And so he got overpicked by somebody because they had one more bullet point. And he was so ticked. And his topics, by the way, were very vanilla. If you ever looked up his stuff in the 90s, they weren't great. In the 2000s, he got fed up. He's like, you know what? No more. I'm not beating around the bush anymore. I'm just going to call it as it is. And now he's like, he's known to be a guy that's just like in your face, just to say stuff, very bold, right? And people loved him for it because he was himself. And I'll tell you, that changed me too. Now, I'm not that kind of personality. I love it and I'm entertained by it, but that's not really me. It's more like somebody I respect because I'm like, man, I wish I could be that blunt and that rude. But at the same time, I don't, you know? And so anyways, you know, I started to be more me, and I started to let the dorkiness come out of me, the nerd that comes out, you know. Yeah, I'd quote movie quotes and stuff, but it wasn't just for entertainment. Pretty soon it was just because it was who I was. And if I messed up or said something awkward, I just laughed it off, and I would even bring it up like, well, that was awkward, you know, that didn't come out right or whatever. And I started to relax. I stopped trying to be someone else. And you know what happened? My business boomed. When I stopped trying to be everybody else and just try to be me, that's when everything got better. That's when I started to attract better clients, because when I wasn't being me, I would attract clients. I'm like, man, I don't like these people. But then I realized I was just attracting the very person I was. Right? And so that's the key, that if you want to work with great people, you got to be that great person. You got to be yourself. If you want genuine people, you need to be genuine. If you want successful people, you need to be successful in whatever form that is. And that's where things really start to take off. And I'll tell you, here's something that's so dangerous out there today. There are a lot of posers and fakers. There are a ton of people out there that right now, they're out there trying to tell you to be something or somebody else. And that's just so stupid. So dumb. I mean, and I get why, because I was that person. I mean, as a kid, I mean, I was such an imitator that I used to want to be Michael Winslow. Now, you may not know who Michael Winslow is, but if you remember Police Academy, or if you ever watched Spaceballs, he's the guy that does all the weird little noises and sound effects, right? All that kind of stuff. You know, that guy. Yes, I just did that. I actually wanted to be like him. I would try to imitate people's voices. I am such a good imitator that I would imitate my way through business. I spent really about 10 years of my business life trying to be like other successful people. Don't do that. You waste so much time doing that. You work so much harder for less results and less satisfaction. I'll tell you, I'm so much more satisfied being me. And you got to start by figuring out who you really are. Some people don't know. There's people out there teaching you how to be authentically you, and they still don't know who they are. I'll just call it out the way it is. Like, I've seen those people, and you can feel it from them. If you have any sense of intuition, you could probably feel when people are, there's kind of a BS meter that goes off, right? You kind of feel like something doesn't seem right with these people. It's because it's not. You've sensed correctly. You know, sometimes things can be off. Sometimes they're desperate for money, and that can come out in their language too. Sometimes they're just having an off day, and that can come out too. But if it's pretty consistent, there's a reason. There's a reason why people aren't themselves. And even worse, if you go and coach with someone who doesn't know who they are, guess who's also going to be lost? It's the blind leading the blind. You're going to be lost as well. If you try to follow people that are also lost or trying to figure themselves out, you're going to be lost yourself. This happened to my wife. She had hired a mentor who was also coaching with another mentor. And that mentor said, you should be doing your business exactly this way. And why? Because that's what her mentor was telling her to do. You know what both my wife and her mentor found out? Neither of them were doing business the way they should be. They were trying to do this cookie cutter, carbon guru produced crap that was out there, you know, and it just doesn't work. You know, I'll tell you, there's another example. I remember years ago, there's a guy that, and he's still having this problem. He still struggles with this issue. So I won't mention his name, but I remember when I first met him, like, he was a good guy. Really great guy. He still is. I still like the guy a lot. But I remember there was a very influential kind of a rainmaker sort of friend that I had as well that became his mentor. And I'll tell you, he tried to imitate everything about this guy. There was only one problem. He was nothing like this guy, but he was trying to imitate him. And I remember his wife saying my husband comes home every night crying. Like, he wants to be held and he's crying. And I knew why. Because he was trying to be somebody he wasn't. And in fact, he struggled with this very thing for years. And the funny thing is, he's attracted lots of people that are also that way. And then they walk away more confused and more lost. And they're wondering why they don't see great results. They get all hyped up, but they don't see results. Why? Because you got to have somebody who actually knows who they are. If you're going to have somebody coach you, especially if they're going to coach you in your business or coach you about life, you got to make sure that people have their bearings about them. They don't have to be perfect, because nobody is, but they got to have at least, they got to be grounded a little bit, you know. And there's times that sometimes people are really well grounded, and then there's times they're not, and that might be the time to say, you know what, I'll give you a break right now, let you get grounded, and then I'll come back to you when I feel that you're there again, you know. And that's great, but I'm just here to tell you that, you know, if you're hiring mentors, you're hiring coaches and people like that, make sure that they got their crap together too, okay? You know, I'm not saying that your mess can't be your message, because a lot of times the things we struggle with the most can become our message. You know, just like with me, you know, like I admitted all kinds of things. Like, you guys, it's funny, like whenever I've had haters say like, hey, well, you know, you were in debt and you were this, like, yeah, that's part of my story. That's why I tell everybody. Thanks for repeating it. Yeah, I was in the hole for $1 million during the recession. Yeah, I was in the hole $16,000 a month and struggling with no money and no credit, and had to figure out how to battle it back. And it was hard, painful work to do that. You know, yeah, I went through a divorce 3 years ago, and that was really painful too. And that got me to, that rocked my world and got me to again have to rediscover myself and who I was. Because I'll tell you, like, going through a divorce is nothing like trying to figure out what your real identity is, right? Especially when you go from, you know, roles that you play in life to who you are. By the way, roles do not define who you are. You know, when I went from married dad to single dad, you know, I felt lost because I put some identity around that. The truth is, I was still the same old loving dad. You know, I just didn't have all the support that I had before, right? And so those kind of things really get you. But man, when you start to discover truly who you are, and what you have to offer, and what you're passionate about, and what you want to offer, how, and problems you can solve in this world that only you can solve uniquely, that nobody else can. I don't care if there's 10,000 other health coaches just like you out there. There is nobody just like you if you put you into your business. If you infuse more of you into that, you can't imitate that crap. This is why I don't fear people ripping off my stuff. I've been to events where people say, hey, you cannot steal our stuff. Why? Probably because they've stole other people's stuff. That's probably why they're scared of that. But the truth is, like, I know I've sat in little meetings and stuff before where people have taught my very stuff right in front of my face. I remember one of them was super nervous because he saw me there and he was teaching my stuff. And the funny thing is that, like, he kind of gave me credit in that moment, but I wonder how many times he didn't give me credit. But you know what? I don't care, because it's counterfeit. No one can duplicate you. Just like you can't duplicate people like Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone or whoever, or Simon Sinek, you know, as cool as he is, you cannot imitate them. Or you could try, but you will stink at it. You will absolutely stink. So the best thing you do is be you. That is where the most power can come from. And I promise, when you really truly step and own that power that you have as an individual, money will come, better relationships will come, everything will come better. I'll tell you, that has been one of my best business secrets of the last few years, is just be you and be the best version of who you are. Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful, prosperous week, and I hope you enjoy this week being you. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.